I appreciate Mr. Reynolds coming forward and interested in doing something at the beach. I support individuals in the community, especially one with family background in this area and whatnot. I understand there's some of people around here who feel there's an urgency to do this year. I'm a little bit more, I guess, cautious in this regard. I mean, this is the first contract of its sort that I've seen come before us, as Mr. Carlin sort of suggests. Typically, with something of this nature, if this council wanted to pursue an independent body running the lake, the concessions, and so forth, we would put an RFP out months in advance. We'd get multiple people coming forward with different plans and ideas, and then we would decide on the basis of what's the best deal that Galesburg gets. Especially, as I note, this is a contract for 5 years. That gives me great caution. Nothing against Mr. Reynolds, per se, at all. We've discussed this beach multiple years, multiple times. The idea of having an outside entity come forward, I don't know. I mean, I think that's been mentioned, but was never really pursued. We had someone come forward, another person, I believe, came forward a couple months ago, but then since we weren't able to meet their demands immediately, then they withdrew. I don't know. So I'm uncomfortable. I mean, I'm more concerned with the liability issue more than anything. I mean, I want Lake Story to be utilized. I want it to be a state-of-the-art facility. I want it to be accessible to all. You know, all those things are great. You know, we have a wonderful facility there, you know, a natural environment. I go there often myself, but something just doesn't seem, the puzzle pieces are in play, but I just don't see them fitting together in a rush format. I mean, admittedly, you know, given the weather today, one would think we should open the beach, or open up the area. That's my thoughts. I mean, if the I understand Mr. Fleming's point about at least his take on it, that this proposal is not necessarily one presented to us by city staff or may not be supported by certain city staff. But I do respect city staff in terms of their concerns about liability issues, and if they're comfortable with this legally, that might assuage some of my concerns, but I haven't heard that.
Yes.
Wayne.
Dennis.
Peter, his family, I guess, ran the lake in the 80s and 90s, did a heck of a job. When he was in my office today, two young ladies were in my office. They're on commissions here in town, found out what he was going to do, and they thanked him because they said it's really great to see if Galesburg can get the beach back the way it used to be. As far as the liability, I think Mr. Reynolds will have insurance to take care of his part of it, which has costed him some money. I've lived here all my life, and that's a great lake. And I've seen it go from a great lake to not even being used hardly. And that's ridiculous, because we do have a beautiful lake. And if Mr. Reynolds wants to take the opportunity and do it, it's no cost to the city. It's a cost to him. I don't know how we lose on that condition. Thank you.
Yes.
I guess my question is for Mr. Dennis, which is that, I understand we want to kind of bring it back to what it was used, the way it was. I think it's admirable. And I don't see how this proposal does that. I mean, we're selling the concessions, but I think specifically, aren't we excluding out the beach in this agreement? I guess it's a question for Mr. Thompson. Are we excluding out the beach in this agreement?
The concessions at the beach?
No, I mean swimming.
No. We'll still have the beach open without lifeguards. And that was the intent of the city. We were going to open the beach every day without lifeguards and have the concessions
open. Is the administration approving, suggesting we adopt this contract?
Well, it hadn't been brought up. I raised, three issues with the concept. One was operating the water slide would necessitate a guard. You know, we've never been comfortable operating the water slide with a guard, but not having guards at the beach. So that's one concern. We would prefer that either they're both open with lifeguards or neither one of them are open. The second one relates to concessions at the ball field. In the past, we've had agreements with different groups to use those concessions. So the council, I think, needs to contemplate, do you want to make it so that these other groups can no longer do concessions there? And then the third item was a related one, and that's selling items on the north side, you know, anywhere at any time, whether or not that infringes on other groups that have relationships with vendors and things of that nature. My original suggestion to the council after the first, you know, concept that we had proposed was that we wait and bid it out next year. But I'm not recommended for this or against it. I just want to raise up the points of concern that I had relative to the agreement. And
having spent some time today looking at this, more than I anticipated, the agreement in front of us basically to be acceptable, to proceed acceptable to Mr. Reynolds, just requires the removal of a couple of words, two words in two places. And then the agreement, I think, is acceptable to him. I think the city will save $18,000 by approving this agreement. I think that Mr. Reynolds will create a lot more activity and events out there, like him and his father have done in the past, and that will create greater usage of the lake. It would be better to have gone at this, as Alderman Schwartzman said, with a RFP and several months of work, but if we're going to do it this year, you know, probably tonight's the night. The words that need to be amended in the agreement are under paragraph 3, the final Roman numeral 6, the last two words, and beach. Could be dropped. If we don't drop those, Mr. Reynolds is not going to proceed. And then there's a similar paragraph under section 4, Roman numeral 6, at the very end of it, and the words "and beach." So from a mechanical point of view, those are the four words that need to be removed to proceed.